So the next part of our presentation is we have a sermon that Seth Halsey is going to present to each and every one of us today, and he wants to share the story with all of you. And so would you guys welcome Seth Halsey to the stage?
Hi, my name is Seth Halsey, and I would like to share the birth of Jesus with you guys. Thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. After talking to an angel, Joseph was all excited about the birth of baby Jesus. God had sent an angel to talk to Joseph in a dream. The angel had said, "Do not be afraid to take Mary to be your wife. The Holy Spirit has come upon her, and she shall have a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." About this time, some Roman soldiers came into the town of Nazareth. "I have a decree from the Emperor of Rome. Everyone must return and enroll in the towns and cities from which his family had come." Joseph wasn't happy about the news. "The government wants us to pay more taxes," said Joseph, "and I'm worried about Mary, who is soon to have a baby." But Joseph knew he had to obey. "We have to travel to Bethlehem. We have to travel to Bethlehem at once," Joseph told Mary. "How can I go?" said Mary in alarm. "What will happen to our baby? He is due to be born any day." "I know," said Joseph, and when I think we have to travel all those miles to get to Bethlehem, but we must go." "We will put a trust in God then," said Mary. "He will be with us." And soon they were on their way to Bethlehem. How often, Joseph must have thought, if only this donkey would go faster. 1 day, 2 days, 3 days went past. "How much further?" asked Mary wearily. "I'm so tired." "It's not much further," said Joseph. "I can see the lights of Bethlehem now." Soon they arrived in Bethlehem. Joseph led the donkey down a narrow street to an inn. Joseph knocked on the door of the inn. The innkeeper opened the door and almost closed it immediately. "Please, do you have any space? We are full. We don't have room for any more," said the innkeeper. Then he looked at Mary's sad and tired face. He could see she was going to have a baby. "There is room in the stable," he said. "It's at least warm and dry." "The stable," Mary must have thought. "The Son of God cannot be born in a stable." Joseph knew Mary was disappointed. Very gently he took her hand and led Mary to the stable. In the darkness, Mary saw a manger full of hay. "This would do for his cradle," said Mary. "The hay is clean, and it smells fresh," says Joseph, trying to sound encouraging. "I'm glad I brought my swaddling clothes to wrap the baby in," thought Mary. That evening, there would be no one important to welcome the baby, only mooing cows, sheep, and goats. In the midst of their friendly welcome, the Son of God was born, and they named him Emmanuel, God with us. God put a special star in the sky that night. It is called the Bethlehem Star, and it hung in the sky right over the manger. It would be the same star others would see that night, in the sky that night. "Unto us born this day a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." Luke 2:11. Shepherds were often lonely while watching their sheep. Oftentimes, the only sounds they heard, what they hear, is the baa of the sheep. "Nothing much happened tonight," said one of the shepherds. "It seems awfully dark tonight." Suddenly, the conversation was interrupted. An angel stood before them. There was light all around. They were so frightened they didn't know what to do. Then the angel said, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news and great No, do not be afraid. I bring you good news, and it is for everyone. The Savior has been born tonight in Bethlehem. You will find the baby wrapped in a blanket lying in a manger. Now more angels filled the sky, and as they filled the sky, they sang glory to God in the highest, and peace on earth to man. There seemed to be light everywhere. The shepherds looked at each other in amazement. Angels had come to see them in the lonely fields at night. One shepherd said, "If this baby is Christ the Savior, why are we standing here just talking? Let's go to Bethlehem at once and see the baby." Ye shall find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart. Far away from the east of Judea were some men who studied the stars. "How bright the stars are tonight," said one wise man. "Look at that star," said another, as he pointed to a star that was brighter than all the rest. "That must be the one we've been expecting," they said to themselves. "It's a sign from God," said the third wise man. God is trying to tell us the King of the Jews has been born." "Yes, I think you're right," said a third wise man. "God is trying to tell us the King of Jews has been born." "Ugh. Yeah. But we must bring along gifts fit for a king," the first wise man said. The men quickly packed their belongings, put them on their camels, and started on their way. It took them several days to travel across the desert. When they got to Jerusalem, they went to see King Herod. "We have come all this way to worship the new king," they said. "We have followed his star in the east, and it led us here. Can you tell us where we can find the new king?" King Herod did not want anyone to take his place on the throne. The king was very worried, so he called for the wise men to talk with him. He asked them when they had seen the star and asked how long they had been following it. The wise men told the king it was their studies that led them to Bethlehem. The king wanted the wise men to come back to him after they saw the child. The wise men just wanted to continue on their journey to worship the new king. The wise men set out for Bethlehem. "Look," said one of them, "there is that star again, the same star we saw in the east many weeks ago." As the shepherds entered Bethlehem, they walked along the streets until they found the inn. There, in a nearby stable, they saw a dim light shining from inside. Fearfully, they entered the stable, hardly daring to believe they were about to see Christ the child. But there in a manger of straw lay the baby Jesus. The shepherds fell on their knees and worshipped him. They told Mary and Joseph that the whole host of angels appeared before them and told them, "Do not be afraid. The Savior has been born tonight in Bethlehem." "The angels are right," said one of the shepherds. Others came to the manger too. The three wise men came to the place Mary and Joseph were staying. When they saw baby Jesus, they fell on their knees and thanked him. Then they brought gifts to Jesus. There was gold, frankincense, which was burned on the altar, and myrrh, which was an herb. All these gifts were precious and very expensive. The wise men wanted to give the king the very best. As the shepherds left, they began telling everyone they had met God's Son, the Savior of the world. As the wise men left, an angel told them in a dream not to go back to King Herod. He wanted to hurt the child. So the shepherds went their own way, and the wise men went their own way. Both got to witness the birth of Jesus, and this is the story of Jesus' birth. Each time we hear the story of Jesus' birth, we need to remember what he did for us, and that he was willing to be born in a humble stable to free us from our sins. Whenever I think about Jesus coming to earth to die, it amazes me. It makes me feel special to know that he loves me that much. His birth is more than just a part of history. It has affected me in a personal way. It has changed the path of my life. I have a testimony to share, but it wasn't until earlier this year, after a baptismal service that I attended, that I realized what my testimony was. I've heard many people give amazing testimonies of how God transformed their lives in huge ways, and I've always thought, I don't have a story like that, so I must not have a testimony. But I do. My parents are both Christians, and I've gone to this church ever since I was born. About 3 years ago, my older sister, Ashlyn, was helping in the children's department here at church. She asked the group, "Does anyone want to ask Jesus to forgive them of their sins and come into their heart?" I raised my hand. Ashlyn brought me out of the group and prayed with me. Part of my testimony is that my sister helped lead me to Jesus. Since then, there have been many times when I have been led to do or say good things, and I know that God is the one putting those things in my heart. This is also part of my testimony. My testimony might sound really simple, but it means so much to me, and Ashlyn too. And I know that my testimony is not over. I have a lot left to do in my life for Jesus. But without his birth and later his sacrifice, I wouldn't be able to accept Jesus as my Savior, and I wouldn't have a testimony. I hope and pray that you will also see the importance of what he did for us, for each one of us, by coming as a baby and dying on the cross for each of our sins. So this Christmas season, when you see the manger scene, think about what Christ has done for you.
So, Seth, I preached my first sermon when I was 17 years old. It was 10 minutes long. And when I got done, I looked at the congregation and I said, "Well, that's all I got." What you did this morning was really impressive. And remembering where to put all of these different images and which boards you were on and the scripture that you used, and most importantly, the personal testimony that you shared. That is really, really impressive, and we are incredibly proud of you. But I'll tell you this, no matter how proud your pastor is, or your children's pastor, or your congregation, or even your parents, no matter how proud they are, there's only one who is especially proud, and that's Jesus. As God in your heart, and he put a story in your heart, and you got to keep sharing that story, because that story is what's going to make the biggest difference to this world. Good job, man.